Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to the Positive Mindset Podcast, where we work together to raise our vibration, lift our perspective, and build a positive mindset. My name is Henry, and in this episode, we're going to talk about how to snap out of negative energy if you are feeling down, empty, lost, or just without positive purpose. Then this is going to be the episode for you, because we are going to shift our mindset in a way to where we can see the good and the light in our lives. But before we get started, we're going to take a few moments to slow down, zero in. We're going to take some deep, healing, meditative breaths to help us align on the frequency that we want in our lives. So you can pick a word. It can be love, joy, happiness, abundance, whatever frequency you want. And we're going to take a deep breath in. And as you're breathing in, you're going to say that word over and over and over again. Really charge yourself up with that energy. And then as you're holding your breath, visualize yourself doing something in that frequency. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. All right, well, we're going to do another deep breath. This one is about alignment, about getting yourself in receiving mode so that you can receive the message that you need to hear today to put you in that positive perspective. So just imagine that you are surrounded by the most healing, uplifting energy that's meant specifically for you. It could have a certain color, a certain taste, a certain smell, however you imagine it, and when you breathe it in, it's going to charge you up. It's going to break down the negativity, the blocks, the weight, everything that's just been holding you back. And then once you exhale, anything that no longer resonates with you will leave you and you'll be in a more positive state. So let's go ahead and take another deep breath in. And out. So I want to take a few moments to think about something, and this is going to help us get into a more positive point of view in a way where we can truly see our situation. So just imagine for a second, you can think back as far as you'd like. You can think back to earlier this month, the beginning of this year, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever comes to mind is absolutely fine. But I want you to go all the way back and then start thinking about what would happen if everything worked out the way that you wanted it to. So whether you go back to when you were in school, to when you were in college, when you started your first job, when you got married, whatever it is you go back to, start to think about what life would be like what things would be happening, how would your life change if everything worked out the way that you would hope, or the way that you would say is the best outcome of a situation. So we're going to take another deep breath in. As we're breathing in, really start focusing on this vision, see the chain events of thing after thing after thing happening for you as if it was the best outcome possible. As we're holding our breath, really get an understanding of that, build it into your mind, and then once we exhale, allow yourself to come back here remembering everything that you just thought of. So let's go ahead and take a deep breath in. And out. So when we reflect like that and we think about all these things happening for us, working out the way that we could never dream, like it's just win after win after win. When we think about that, a lot of times we start having this positive feeling. It's like, these are all the things I wanted. I would be so happy if I was this person. I would feel so confident if I was this person. I would feel so accomplished and valuable if I was that person. And you see, that is one of the biggest things that we have to let go. If you were able to think back and have these wishes or these things that you wished worked out a different way, you are holding on to something that isn't exactly true. You see, If all of those things worked out for you and then you were happy, you're actually not healed on the inside. You're actually not happy on the inside. You are a reflection of your external environment. What you just thought about, what you just agreed to, is saying that everything around me has to be okay, everything around me has to be perfect for me to feel that energy. And the truth is, you are so much more powerful than that. Not only are you not supposed to be a reflective energy, you are a creative energy. So instead of needing to see everything around you in a certain way for you to start creating or being it, realize all you have to do is believe or think a certain way to start creating it. Meaning everything happens for you, not everything going your way. That's two separate things. You don't want everything to go your way. You don't want to dictate how every situation is going to happen, because then you're not going to grow. You're not going to truly learn. You might think you're going to achieve. You might become more financially successful. You know, you might do some material things just because the way of the law of attraction works, but you're not leveling your energy up if you're only going to be positive, if you're reflecting the positive around you. This is the Earth School. Everything, whether it's random or it's planned, is an opportunity to learn love in a different frequency. Everything that happens to you, whether it's painful, hurtful, or a great thing, being able to love in that environment when you haven't done it before strengthens your energy. Being able to forgive in any environment, no matter what it is, gives you strength in that energy. And that's what we want. We want the love, the highest frequency, but we want the ability to forgive so that way we can stay in flow state. Forgiveness is the ability to not have attachment to something that doesn't lift you up. If somebody did something hurtful to you, or an event happened that was hard, that stuck, you can't let it go, then you are operating in that frequency. Even if it's only part of you, that part of you is in that frequency because you can't let that thing go, no matter how many things it is. But if you have forgiveness, not only are you able to let something go, but you're able to send it away with love. Remember, forgiveness is not for them or the external thing. Forgiveness is for you. It frees you to go back into the frequency that you desire. And that's why when we forgive somebody and we don't feel good, it's because we're not in the state we need to be in. We might have let go of something, but our frequency on the inside is not operating where it can. So that's why you need and want that love of frequency, and then you need and have to have the forgiveness to stay in it so you don't get pulled out. So give yourself permission to let go of all of those things that you wish worked out a different way, that you see this positive, quote unquote, outcome if something went a different way than it did, and realize that that version of you is a lesser version, because that version of you was only happy because all of these things worked out. Now, that doesn't mean there aren't things that in your life that could have worked out that wouldn't have been amazing, of course. And in the future, there's going to be things that work out that are amazing for you. But we want to be the type of energy that is healed on the inside, that is loving on the inside, despite what happens. So that way, when the good things do happen, you're able to enjoy them fully. And when the difficult things do happen, you're able to be in inner peace fully. So remember, we don't need external things to go away. We don't need to be surrounded by the right people. We don't need any of that stuff. It's amazing, and we should show gratitude for it when it's there. If you have a book that just gets you in that right mindset, that's an amazing book. If you have a movie you watch, a book you read, a podcast you listen to, whatever it is, if there are external things that lift you up, have gratitude for them, of course, because you want to be one of those things for somebody. Have gratitude for them, but no, you do not need them. They are just showing you what's already existing within you. So you can go within you now. You can go right after this podcast. You can, whatever you want to do, go for a run, exercise, whatever gets you in that feel good external thinking energy, and acknowledge that you are more and that you are okay in this difficult situation. That doesn't mean you're going to feel better immediately. It doesn't mean the answer is going to show up tomorrow. It just means that the thing you're supposed to be working on is your internal state, is ready right now to be whatever it needs to be. So if we can practice gratitude and stop pushing energy on what could have happened, what we wish happened, who we wish we didn't lose, who we wish didn't affect our lives this way, stop with all that, give forgiveness to it, let it go, and know that this place you're in now, no matter how dark, no matter how painful, is the best place for you. Because the goal isn't to hit a certain mark physically. The goal isn't to look a certain way, to have a certain amount of money, to accomplish all those things. Those are just things that we do. That's not the goal. The goal is to raise your energy. So the more pain you're in, the more turmoil you're in, the deeper the depression right now is the biggest lessons that you can learn. And I know it's like, why would I ever wish this on myself? But when you change your perspective, you realize, why wouldn't it be you? Why do we see ourselves as something that's limited? Why do we see ourselves as something that struggles when in reality, you are a powerful being that is here to learn, to heal, and give to others. So why wouldn't you be someone so strong, so powerful, so loving that you would go through a path that is painful? You are stronger than that. If you were living the life of luxury, the life of ease where everything is perfect, do you think you could have the type of growth that you have right in front of you? And if you can't have the type of growth that's right in front of you, what kind of person would pick the tough route? What kind of energy would want to go through something difficult? A strong energy. Just think about the gym. The people that lift the most weights, that do the most athletic things, that are in the best shape, are the ones that are training the most often and doing the most difficult stuff. And they tend to look the part. So why wouldn't you be the same way? If this life and this earth is just a lesson, then your whole self, why wouldn't it be so powerful that it's coming here to learn a hard one? Because it is strong. But part of the journey is not knowing that, because you can't learn to love if you realized how much power you had. If you brought all of your power, all of your strength, all of your wisdom, you wouldn't get the perspective that you're learning right now. So give yourself love. Thank yourself for committing to going through something difficult so that you can provide love and light for others, and then be the rising tide that lifts all ships.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was impactful and got you thinking about the value of you and why it's so important for you to level up and bring your positive energy to the world. If you want to make sure you don't miss a single episode, make sure you subscribe to my email list. There's a link in the description. It will keep you up to date with every single episode. And if you want to follow me on social media, my Instagram and TikTok are down below. I appreciate everybody that has followed me there. And of course, the direct messages on Instagram mean the absolute world to me. It's so inspiring to see so many different people from so many different backgrounds coming together, working hard to be the most positive and helpful version of themselves. It's truly insightful and inspiring. So thank you everybody that has done that. Well, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.